Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service for March 15th in the year 2023. Now, I know for the past two Wednesdays I might have been referencing 2022, but I want you to know that I am walking in Philippians 3:14, which states, I press forward towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And in the words of two of my favorite gospel artists, Israel Houghton and Hezekiah Walker, I'm moving forward. I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. I am here to declare to you, I'm moving forward. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for this evening, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted, especially when we are soliciting prayer requests. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise coming from Deacon Orpheus Tucker.
Good evening, church. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for your amazing power and work in our lives. Thank you for your goodness and for your blessings over us. Thank you that you are able to bring hope through even the toughest of times, strengthening us for your purposes. Thank you for your great love and care. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you that you are always with us and will never leave us. Thank you for your incredible sacrifice that we may have freedom in life. Forgive us when we don't thank you enough for who you are, for all that you do, for all that you have given. Help us to set our eyes and our hearts on you afresh. Renew our spirits. Fill us with your peace and joy. We love you. We need you this day and every day. We give you the praise and thanks, for you alone, Father, are worthy. Amen.
Our scripture reading will come from Sister Christina Harris.
Yes, hello, this is Christina Harris. Today I will be reading Proverbs chapter 31, well, verses 10 through 31. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gates, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of the idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gates. That is all. Thank you.
Deacon Wesley Riddick will lead us in prayer.
Father God, I just want to thank you for all you do for us all the time. Father God, I want to thank you for First Baptist, our deacon, our trustee, and deaconess board. I want to thank you for keeping us safe and able to put food on our table and pay our bills. Father God, I want to thank you for my son. I got to get him in there. But Father God, please stop by and look after the sick and shed in and let them know that you are with them always. Father God, I ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Nicole Bazemore, who is the daughter of Deacon Christopher Bazemore, as well as a young adult member of First Baptist Church and the Faith Circle.
It seems there's no way out. I know the issue seems unchangeable, and that there's no reason to shout, but the impossible is God. Until God says it's done, no, 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 it ain't over. Until God says it's over, keep fighting until your victory is won.
Always gonna be easy, but you're a winner.
you're going through. Feels like you're down for the last count. It ain't over. Feels like you cried your last tear. Not over. Not over. Not over. Not over. God has the final say. God has the final say. God has the final say. That said you wouldn't make it, but God has the final say. That said you won't be nothing, but God has the final say. That say you ain't going nowhere, you ain't about nothing, but God has the final say.
Good evening, First Baptist Church. My name is Nicole Bazemore. Thank you for the introduction and welcome me to speak to you all tonight. This month is Women's Month, and this passing Sunday was Youth and Young Adult Sunday. As I am both, I was asked to provide a message tonight. Tonight, I am going to be discussing three words that resonate deeply within me and words that I hear daily while connecting with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and my career work, and even tonight during this prayer service. Those three words are strength, hope, and future. In honor of Women's Month and the many women who inspired me and that have left marks in our world, we're going to start off with a scripture from Proverbs. Just as Sister Christina had read earlier, I'll be reading from Proverbs chapter 31, verse 25. And it reads, "She is clothed in strength and dignity and can laugh without fear of the future." So I ask each of you, what does strength mean to you? To me, the meaning of strength is beyond physical. It's the mental, emotional, and spiritual will to continue pushing through even while enduring life struggles and challenges. As many of you know or may not know, in 2015, after my sophomore year of college, at the age of 19, I was diagnosed with a tumor on my brainstem. After hearing this, so many different thoughts and emotions ran through my mind and my body. I was filled with worry, concern, and fear. A question that often resided with me was, why me? I prayed for strength and understanding every day, not knowing exactly what that strength was, but I knew that I needed the will to continue after hearing this crushing news. God answered my prayers. He filled and poured an immense amount of strength within me. Many people would ask, how are you okay with all of this? It was unexplainable, but my answer was only because of the strength that he provided me. My many days of physical and mental drain wore on me, but I knew and had faith that God had bigger plans for me, and I must not give up now. A scripture that many of us knows and favors is one that I read every day, and it's Jeremiah 29:11, and it reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I ask, what does hope feel like to each of you? To me, hope feels like peace. Peace in knowing that with God on my side, I can withstand any and all and would be all right. As I said, I was 19 and hadn't really gone through a lot within my life. I thought I may have experienced a couple of things, but truthfully, that was the toughest thing that I've ever experienced. And that was that thing for me that felt like my whole world and life was turned upside down and my hopes started to become shallow. I had many people as a support in my life, my family, friends, you all as my church family, and my doctors who had hoped that everything would be fine. But just sometimes in that moment, I didn't feel that at times. One day, through my many days of physical therapy and on my journey of recovery and healing, I had to go through vestibular physical therapy. And in that therapy, they would have to make me dizzy in order for me to get better. it's crazy to hear, but it works. I was doing one of the exercises, and it made me extremely dizzy. And I always remember that exact moment. In that moment, I had immediately stopped, and I prayed to God and asked for strength, healing, and protection. And I felt his arms of protection wrapped around me, his arms and his hands, and I felt his warmth. And in that moment, my hope resurfaced, and it ran through me again. The hope that I felt was lost was found, and I knew that it was always within me. Many often say, I hope you feel better, but hope is saying, I know I'm going to feel better. Having faith and knowing that your future is set, it does not require preparing for it and only needs your strength and belief. What does the future look like to you? After two surgeries, during the many trips to Johns Hopkins Hospital and appointments with various doctors and specialists, the fear of the unknown and the questions I had of why me was answered and revealed to me as I continued to walk on the path that God has for me. It brought me to finding my purpose, the purpose of helping and being a support and strength that so many of us need during time of despair. My question of why me, God answered with, why not you? Who was I to question God and feel that I should be shielded from tough situations? As they say, my cup runneth over, my strength, hope, and faith had to be shared with others. After two surgeries, long hours of physical therapy, draining mental and physical, I graduated from college, and through God's grace, guidance, and blessings, I currently work on the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline and hear many stories from individuals across our nation who are facing difficult and challenging times daily, from young to old. Times of distress and despair sometimes leads to thoughts of suicide for many. As in God's word, for I know the plans I have for you. God has placed me here to be there in that moment with them and allow for them to know that they are not alone. I have been on active suicide calls, texts, and chats with people who have intense desire and a plan to end their life. A woman standing on the edge of a bridge after a breakup. A young child who is self-harming after being bullied by their peers at school. Many are faced with the fear of judgment, abandonment, and isolation if they were to be open and honest about their thoughts to those in their life. Providing that safe space for them allows for us to just take some time to just talk and to explore their reasoning for continuing to live as they reached out for a reason. As I said earlier, I often hear the three words. When I ask, what has been keeping you going? Their responses and answers for reasoning for continuing to live is the hope, strength, and faith in God that he will turn their situations around and have a better future for them than what they're presently experiencing. God is a great God and is always present within our lives and on the minds of so many when we are faced with tough times. Many struggle with not knowing how to cope until their strength and relief is provided unto them. Through those moments of de-escalation, regulation, and after holding space for them, the racing minds of ending their life is shifted to their hope and strength that they do have and made the first step of reaching out for help. Focusing on a life that they want and a future that God has in store for them. Ending their life is not the answer to end their pain and suffering, but leaning onto God for peace and relief is what keeps them alive and moving forward. As I wrap up this message, I just want to thank God for all that he's done for me and the way that he has been there for me during my tough times. And I just want you all to continue to lean on God for guidance, understanding, and all of your needs, as you will be heard and never overlooked by him. And to not be fearful of what to come, because your path of life has already been ordained. Now I'm going to leave you all with this message. Remember that hope fuels your strength and focuses you on the future that God has for you. Thank you all for having me and allowing for me to share my testimony. I hope you all have a great rest of your night.
Amen, amen, amen. What a wonderful testimony, Sister Bazemore. We are going to open up the lines for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation to you and your message. The line will be open for 20 seconds, so please quiet all background noise.
Data format.
Thanks,
Thank you for your powerful testimony.
Okay. Good. Well, I'm gonna use another potato. Something kind of similar with the
Sister Bazemore, this song is for you.
Oh.
All right, I have a few announcements to make before we proceed with our service. We received some information from Sister Betty McKenzie regarding Heart Smarts Education, Empower, and Prevention events for the month of March. Unfortunately, we missed the colon cancer awareness event that took place this past Monday. And today there was a plant-based cooking made easy event. But on Monday, March 20th, there is an event, Eat, Move, and Live Achieving Optimal Fitness Through a Plant-Based Lifestyle. So they have several cooking classes. They also have holistic remedies for optimal women's health. If you are interested in any of these events, you are encouraged to register at www.heartsmarts.com/events or bit.ly/heartmarch23. If you have any additional questions or concerns, I encourage you to reach out to Sister Betty McKenzie Mabry at 301-537-0499. On Saturday, March 25th, from 11 to 1, the Baptist Educational Congress Quarterly Workshop presents Evangelizing Men. This is a virtual presentation. The registration fee is $10. And you can pay online. But if you have any questions, please reach out to Wallet Stroud at 202-332-5784. Again, this is the Baptist Educational Congress Quarterly Workshop presenting Evangelizing Men, a virtual presentation on Saturday, March 25th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The registration fee is $10, and you can contact Wallet Stroud at 202-332-5784. Last but not least, I'm not sure what you will be doing this Friday, but I hope to see all of you at our Pastoral Appreciation and Birthday Gala, 6 p.m., Martin Crosswinds. Come dressed in your finest attire. There was a No Before You Go sent out last week. If you did not receive it, please reach out to Sister Dana Anderson. But here are a couple of things to keep in mind, that there will be a temperature check at a station in force. There will be wristbands, so they're asking you to please be patient and comply with the attestation and temperature checks. The doors will open at 5:45 p.m. There will be a coat check. If you have any cards or gifts for Reverend Tucker, please bring them. There will be an area to place those items. And if you would like to make a memory, we invite you to take an individual family or group photo. There will be a photo booth in the reception area just for this occasion. I think I have everything. We will now proceed with our remarks and prayers from Dr. Reverend Dr. Emmett Young III.
Good evening, good evening, good evening to all First Baptist family members, friends that are sharing with us tonight on this wonderful, wonderful prayer meeting call. Thank you so much, Mr. Tinsley. We thank God for all those participants this evening who have led us to the very presence of God. Certainly grateful for Sister Bazemore for sharing that powerful testimony, those words, strength, hope, and future. We do know that our hope is built on nothing less but Jesus' blood and righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. That was sincerely, sincerely a wonderful, wonderful story, a wonderful sharing that you did with us tonight. So we say thank you. I say thank you for sharing, certainly from your testimony and from your journey in this life. Just one correction for those who are interested in that Evangelizing Men conference, that virtual presentation for the Baptist Educational Congress. You can contact Sister Wellet Stroud at 202-332-5748, not 84. Once again, that if you are interested, you can contact Wellet Stroud, 202-332-5748, and she'll be certain to give you all the information. You can also look at the pastor's letter for a flyer for that information that if you need it. Once again, there's so many things that to be shared. As has already been said, Friday, we are making ready for Friday, excited about Friday, so we're going to see you out looking good. Can't wait to see you because we know that you're going to be out, and we're going to have a great time in celebrating the Reverend Dr. Frankie Tucker and his birthday as well as his pastoral retirement. God has been good to First Baptist, and we're grateful to be able to come together in a wonderful way. So we're looking forward to seeing all of you there. And, of course, this Sunday, we continue to celebrate a 2 o'clock p.m. organ concert, but don't forget about 10 o'clock a.m. service. All right, the Reverend Regretta Ruffin from the Greater New St. Paul Baptist Church will be sharing with us at 10 o'clock a.m. And once again, it's going to be a wonderful time at 10 and a wonderful time at 2 o'clock for that reunion choir concert led by Stanley Thurston. Like I said, this weekend is going to be a great weekend. You don't want to miss a moment of it. So many things coming up. Please look at the pastor's letter. I'm not going to read all that information tonight, but so many things that are coming up, and we want you to be aware of them, so make sure you read the pastor's letter. We're looking at making sure that we also pray for those who are sick and shut in for healing and those who've lost loved ones. We're praying for Deacon Paris Rembert Sr. and the transitioning of his brother, Sammy Rembert. It's going to be a memorial service on this Saturday, March 18th, at Grant Hill Baptist Church in Rembert, South Carolina. We're also praying for Sister Sarah Brown and the transitioning of her brother, Sergeant Samuel Brown. That service will be at First Baptist Church, James Island in Charleston, South Carolina, on Friday, March 17th at 11 o'clock a.m. We also received word that Sister Cecile Smith, her brother transitioned. The brother resides in England, and she's supposed to be on her way there. I don't have any funeral information as of yet, but if when we do have it, we will provide that. So once again, please make sure you pray for all these families and the transitioning of their loved ones. We know that God hears and heals, and we thank God for that. It's now a time for all of us to participate in prayer. Once again, you've already lifted your prayer request up, I'm quite sure, earlier, but if you have not or still want to be able to yet have a chance to do it, you can lift your prayer request up unto God. Let him know what you're going through. Let him know what's happening. Like Sister Bazemore said, we're looking for strength. We have hope, and we know God grants a future. And one of the ways we are able to force those things is to trust God in prayer. So the lines are going to be open for 20 seconds so you can offer your prayer request to the Lord.
Oh, great family.
All the ministers everywhere. pastors everywhere, everywhere, everybody, all members, people that are lost, salvation for them, everyone, see salvation, salvation for people that are lost, lost loved ones.
Oh, Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Lord, tonight, your believing children, we've humbled ourselves before you to come together just to say thank you. Thank you for your divine protection. Thank you, God, for your unfailing love. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful mercy. Thank you, God, for a reminder that we find strength in you, hope in you, a future in you. Thank you, God, for a testimony that has not just ignited our hearts, but made us feel the reality of what so many of our even young people are going through today. So we lift those up. We lift individuals up tonight who feel like they have no other course but to end their own lives, and pray, God, for a light to shine. Pray, Lord God, for somebody or something to get to them. Pray for your power to be resident, that they'd be able to get to someone like a Sister Bazemore to let them know that there is yet something to live for. Lord God, we pray for those, Lord, who are out here on the streets. We pray, God, that violence would cease. We pray, God, for wars, Lord God, to cease. There are so many things this world makes us look at day in and day out as we watch the news, and yet we know that you are still in control. So God, allow your strong and mighty hand to move as only you can. We're praying, God, right now for all those who are on this line, just lifted up their prayer requests, for those that spoke and those that just quietly sat and uttered it to you. We thank you because we know that all of our requests, that you hear them all. We thank you because we know that you don't just hear them all, but you are, Lord God, going to work it out. And we ask and pray to give us patience, God, as you work it out according to your will. Yes, we want this, we want that. We want our family members to be healed. We want, Lord God, so many things. We want to have this happen at our job. We want to have this happen at church. But yet, God, we continue to yield our requests to your will. We want to walk in your will. We want to work in your will. We want to be in your will. And we ask, God, that yes, you give us the desires of our heart according to your will. We humble ourselves before you. We want what you want, God. And we thank you. We thank you for the peace. We thank you for the joy. We thank you, Lord God, for those things you prescribe to us. Thank you even, God, for the pruning seasons that you hold us in your hand. And you take some things away from us, Lord, that don't mean us any good. Thank you, God, because even while it may hurt, it helps us and it heals us in the long run. We pray, Lord, for our church. Thank you for First Baptist Church. Thank you, God, for those rendered prayers tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the music. Thank you, God, for First Baptist Church. Thank you, Lord, for the leaders. Thank you, God, for members. Thank you, Lord, for all the things that are happening this weekend. We lift up your holy and righteous name. Continue to allow us to walk in your way, to continue to work, to build up your kingdom, God. We need your strength, and we thank you in advance for your power. We thank you in advance for what you'll allow us to do. We will thank you in advance for those who will come to be baptized and saved. Thank you in advance for those who come and find a rededication at church. Thank you for those who will come and say, I want to be a part of First Baptist Church and walk out my faith journey. We thank you for what you're going to do, for adding, Lord God, those that would be saved, those that would want to walk and work in your will and your way. Thank you for this family of faith. Continue to bless our pastor emeritus. Thank you, God, for Reverend Frank D. Tucker. Thank you, God, for his family. Thank you, God, for Minister Tucker and all those who are connected to him. Give him strength, God, and wisdom as he continues to work. We love you. We magnify you. We adore your holy name. This is our prayer in the precious name of your son, Jesus the Christ. We do pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all you have done. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide now, henceforth, and forevermore. In Jesus' name we all say, amen.
Thank you. This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service for March 15th, 2023. We thank you for joining, and we ask that you please be mindful of all announcements made tonight. And if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, please continue to enjoy the music.
political uprising. We don't need another conqueror on the scene. What we need is a special word that will burn within our hearts and give us direction. From above, we need a word from the Lord, a word from the Lord, just one word from the Lord will move all the doubts and cause the sun to shine. Thy wisdom and thy understanding. Though we lack the very love you show in the sun. Lord, we walk in thy ways and we stand so much to gain. So give us your word, Lord.
Anybody want the Lord to make him over? Just begin to celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah.
You know my other side. I can no longer hide. Let you down so I just wanna be you.
time at the time. Anybody ready for change? Make some noise up in this place.
Who was on my side? I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
of these Mississippi songs.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, First Baptist, for sticking with me. I pray that you have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week, and I look forward to seeing you back on the line next Wednesday by 7 p.m. Take care.